Easter, Week 2, Friday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Come, ye faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God hath brought his Israel into joy from sadness. Loosened from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob, sons and daughters, led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea waters. 'Tis the spring of souls today. Christ hath burst his prison, and from 3 days' sleep in death, as a sun hath risen. All the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying from his light, to whom we give Lord and praise undying. Neither might the gates of death, nor the tomb's dark portal, nor the watchers, nor the seal, hold thee as a mortal. But today, amid the 12, thou didst stand bestowing that thy peace which evermore passeth human knowing. Have courage, my son, your sins are forgiven you. Alleluia. Psalm 50. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offence. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offences, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done. That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help, with a spirit of fervour sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse, my sacrifice a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favour to Sion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Have courage, my son, your sins are forgiven you. Alleluia. Lord, you came with strength to save your people. You came with your anointed one. Alleluia. A Canticle from Habakkuk, Chapter 3. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe at your deeds. Do them again in our days. In our days make them known. In spite of your anger, have compassion. God comes forth from Teman. The Holy One comes from Mount Paran. His splendour covers the sky, and his glory fills the earth. His brilliance is like the light. Rays flash from his hands. There his power is hidden. You march out to save your people, to save the one you have anointed. You made a path for your horses in the sea, in the raging of the mighty waters. This I heard, and I trembled with terror. My lips quiver at the sound. Weakness invades my bones. My steps fail beneath me. Yet I calmly wait for the doom that will fall on the people who assail us. For even though the fig does not blossom, nor fruit grow on the vine, even though the olive crop fail, and fields produce no harvest, even though flocks vanish from the folds, and stalls stand empty of cattle. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and exult in God my Saviour. The Lord my God is my strength. He makes me leap like a deer. He guides me to the high places. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you came with strength to save your people. You came with your anointed one. Alleluia. Sion, praise your God, for he has established peace in your land. Alleluia. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Sion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you, he established peace on your borders, he feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool, he scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs, the waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word, and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Sion, praise your God, for he has established peace in your land. Alleluia. A reading from Acts chapter 5. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from death, after you had killed him by nailing him to a cross. And God raised him to his right side as leader and saviour, to give the people of Israel the opportunity to repent and have their sins forgiven. We are witnesses to these things, we and the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to those who obey him. Responsory: The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to the people as they sat there. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to the people as they sat there. Alleluia. Intercessions. Through his Spirit, God raised Jesus from the dead, and he will give life to our own mortal bodies. Let us pray to him, saying, Lord, give us life through your Holy Spirit. Father, you accepted the sacrifice of your Son, raising him from the dead. Receive our morning offering and lead us to eternal life. Lord, give us life through your Holy Spirit. Reveal your presence in our world this day. May we do everything for your glory and for the sanctification of our world.
Lord, give us life through your Holy Spirit. Do not allow our work to come to nothing. Let it serve our fellow men and women and bring us to your kingdom. Lord, give us life through your Holy Spirit. Open our eyes to see our brothers and our sisters' need. Warm our hearts that we may offer them our love. Lord, give us life through your Holy Spirit.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
By your will, Lord God, your Son underwent the agony of the cross, to break the power of Satan over mankind. Give your people grace to rise again with Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.